Teresa, raise your hand if you can, if you're hearing me okay. All right, so let's start the recording.
Recording in progress.
And it is 9 o'clock, so give me just 1 second to admit people who are in the waiting room. So it is 9 a.m. and I'm going to go ahead and call us to order. Folks who are participating by Zoom, unless you're going to give testimony at some point today, I would ask that you keep your mics muted and your cameras off until that time comes. good morning, everyone. I will note that this is street vacation hearing and what was billed by pre-hearing submissions as a petition to vacate a portion of South L Street lying north of South 5th Street and a portion of South 4th Street lying westerly of South L Street, as those areas are legally and otherwise described and depicted in the city's preliminary report that was received in the Office of the Hearing Examiner on January 11th as a proposed exhibit prior to today's hearing. The requested vacation is billed as being intended to facilitate a multi-care health system redevelopment project. Today is January 19, 2023. We are convened on the record just after 9 a.m., which was our appointed start time. Notice location for today's hearing was in the City Council chambers in the Tacoma Municipal Building, 747 Market Street, on the first floor, as well as with the Zoom component. And we have a few of us participating by Zoom, including myself, the hearing examiner, Jeff Cable. We have two people who are also in and participating by Zoom, and I don't know if they're with the parties or if they're members of the public who are here wanting to speak today, but we'll find that out at some point along the way. I would ask again that people who are participating by Zoom, unless and until it's your time to talk, that you keep your cameras off and your mics muted. And I would also ask that we only use the chat function today to sign up for testifying during the public testimony portion of today's hearing. Today's hearing is a public hearing in all senses, meaning that anybody from the public can come in and observe and participate, either by being present in council chambers or joining us on the Zoom. But it's also public in the sense that we will have a public testimony portion today for today's hearing, and I'll explain where that fits in here in just a minute when we talk about how we're going to proceed today. This is a street vacation hearing. The petitioner is listed in the pre-hearing submissions as a multi-care health system. And I will take appearances from the parties here in just a moment. After I explain how we're going to proceed. So in a street vacation hearing like this one, the city typically goes first. The city presents information regarding its receipt of the petition for the street vacation hearing and what it did in analyzing that and advancing it on to my office for hearing. I will note that I am not the decision maker in street vacation petitions. Street vacation decisions are considered a legislative act, and I am not the city's legislative body, the city council is, but a public hearing does have to be conducted along the way, and the city council does not have to conduct that if they dish that off to someone like myself as their duly designated hearing officer. And so I conduct the public hearing that's required on the way, and I make written findings of fact and conclusions of law based on the evidence from the hearing, and then I put that into a written recommendation that goes to the city council, and they use that in making their decision at a duly convened Tuesday night city council meeting. So the city goes first, and either side, the city and the petitioner, can make formal opening statements if they choose to do so. If not, I will just swear in witnesses and we'll go ahead and take the testimony that the sides are wanting to give to me today. from an email that my office got here this morning, I'm presuming maybe the petitioner wants to make a formal opening statement, and we'll get to that here in just a minute. Once the city has put on testimony from any given witness, the petitioner has the right to cross-examine that witness, and that's the time to ask questions for clarifying or other legitimate purposes based on what that witness has just testified to. It's not time to make statements about what has just been testified to, either in agreement or opposition or whatever. It's the time for questioning. Once the city is done with its presentation, then we move to the petitioner. I will note that the petitioner does bear the burden of proof to show that the requirements for vacating the right-of-way have been met by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, and that means just that the scale tips your way as opposed to just sort of staying neutral or tipping the other way, I suppose, showing that the requirements have not been met, perhaps. The petitioner is entitled to rely on any evidence that's in the record, whatever the source of that, whether it's from the city or from the petitioner. And I will note, too, that we're going to deal with submissions here in a minute, exhibits that have been submitted as proposed exhibits for today. We'll talk about those here in just a minute. But anything that gets admitted and made part of the record in writing as part of the record doesn't have to be read in necessarily. So, for example, the city's preliminary report discusses what happened with the city's intake of the position, what the city did, and many times the city will testify to that in addition, but that particular information does not necessarily need to be read into the record and duplicated verbally in order to be part of what's on the record and what I review and use in making my recommendation to the city council. So the petitioner then makes its presentation and can put on witnesses, and the city can cross-examine those witnesses just like the petitioner can cross-examine city witnesses. When we're done with the presentations of both sides of the parties, the city and the petitioner, then we move to the public testimony portion of today's hearing. I will note that we have three individuals in the Zoom room, and I would ask that if any of those individuals are wishing to make testimony as part of the public testimony portion of today's hearing, that you use the chat function to put your name, your address, and your email address into the chat box, and that's the only thing the chat box should be used for today. We don't need side conversations going on there. So let's take appearances from the parties at this point, and then we'll deal with exhibits. Who do we have representing the city today?
Mr. Examiner Troy Stevens from Real Property Services.
And does Real Property Services have any other witnesses that you're intending to present besides yourself today?
I don't, thank you.
All right. Who do we have from the petitioner's side today? And what I would like is whoever's going to be the main representative for the petitioner to identify yourself, and then I'll ask you about witnesses, just like I did Mr. Stevens.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Examiner. My name is Jeff Poltoski. I'm president of Mary Bridge Children's Hospital and Health Network, part of the MultiCare Health System. I'm here with Senior Project Manager David Stokes and the design team to answer any technical questions. Thank you.
All right. And I presume as an officer of that entity, you're duly authorized to represent the corporate entity petitioner today. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. How many witnesses are you intending to put on today, aside from whether I have questions?
None, sir.
Okay. And I don't see any members of the public necessarily in the council chambers. Is that, am I seeing things correctly? Louisa, do you concur with that?
I do, Mr. Examiner.
Looks like everybody in chambers is aligned with one side or the other. And we don't have anybody signing up in chat yet. I don't know. I'm assuming that maybe one of the people, because of an appellation behind the name, is probably somebody who's on the multi-care team. Guess we'll see where we get that.
This is Trent Isaacson. I don't have anything. I'm just a participant here.
Okay, you're not wanting to testify then today?
Yeah, just curiosity and part of the multi-care construction team.
Oh, okay, so you are affiliated with the petitioner then?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that helps in how we proceed today, because again, you know, when we have members of the public here, it's more beneficial for the city to make a fuller presentation and sort of verbally state some of the things that are probably already going to be on the record through their submissions. But if everybody here is affiliated with a party, there's really not a whole lot of need to do that, because if you are affiliated with the party, you probably should already be familiar with that information, I would hope. All right, so again, if there are other folks, participants in Zoom, I have Trent Isaacson has already identified himself and said what he's doing here, and I'm presuming that Pilar Jones is probably affiliated with the petitioner. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Examiner, that's correct.
Okay. The person just dropped out somehow. So everybody who's in the either chambers right now or in the Zoom room is affiliated with the party. So to the extent that it informs the presentations, I guess, there you go. And I will let you know if we have people come back into the Zoom room that look like they're here for public participation. But otherwise, there we go. So I will note that prior to today's hearing, let me flip over to that screen quickly. I had submissions from, it looks like, just the city, and those exhibits have been marked C for city, C1 through C17. I presume that the petitioner was presented a copy of the city's proposed exhibit C1 through C17. Is that correct?
Turn on your microphone.
That is correct.
And does the petitioner have any objection to the city's proposed exhibit C1 through C17 coming in and being made part of the record for today's hearing?
No objections.
I presume you have a motion for me then, Mr. Stevens.
Mr. Examiner, I'd like to submit city's exhibits C1 through C17 into the record.
And those will be admitted, made part of the record, and can be referred to freely by either side as we continue on with presentations today. I will note that if either party wants me to put any exhibit up on the screen, I will do that through share screen, and I presume that function is working for us today, but I guess we'll see when somebody makes the request. Are there any other preliminary matters or questions that the parties have before we get underway with presentations today? Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city, Mr. Examiner.
All right, anything from the petitioner?
No questions, Mr. Examiner.
So let's go ahead and get underway with a formal opening statement on behalf of the city, or should we move straight into testimony?
Mr. Examiner, we should move straight to testimony.
All right, if you'd raise your right hand, please. You swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this proceeding today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury.
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Examiner, the city is prepared to make an oral presentation this morning for the audio record, which will restate information contained in its previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. However, we have no additional facts or information to present today, and the only parties of record in attendance are the parties to this matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the preliminary report and exhibits via email on January 11, 2023. The city will forego making a oral presentation this morning, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, well, as I said, if we're not doing it to inform members of the public, it doesn't need to be done twice for it to be done. So I think I do have a couple questions. Bear with me while I scroll through the submissions. And maybe while I'm doing that, until I've asked my question, if we could turn off mics in the room, then I don't have to hear myself twice, which is really great. First question though, Mr. Stevens, in the legal description, I'm gonna put this up on the screen. So hang on just a moment. Let me see if I can get this on the screen so you can see what I'm talking about. Are we seeing page one of Exhibit C1 on the screen?
We are.
Mr. Stevens, maybe you want to unmute your mic because the question is to you.
Yes, I see it, Mr. Examiner.
So can you see my cursor there floating over Willamette? I'm presuming that's a typo and that's Willamette.
It is a typo, yes, thank you.
Okay, so we'll get that corrected. Let's see, yeah, bear with me here. I'm trying to see if I have another question marked in the submissions. I thought I did. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay. So, 2A in the city's C1, when we get down to what section is this, recommended conditions of approval, it talks about disconnecting the city's street lights that are in the two vacation areas. And it says by the applicant within 6 months. Is the city Public Works turning that over to the applicant to do, or will Public Works be doing that at the applicant's cost?
The petitioner should probably clarify, but I'm imagining that that'll be at the petitioner's cost.
And Public Works will do the decommissioning there?
They should probably confirm that. The petitioner should confirm that.
Well, that's...
I believe, yes.
That's I'm really say Public yes. Works call to make, I'm guessing, so...
Yes. That's normally how it works.
Okay. I'm going to suggest maybe that RPS confirm that with Public Works and then
I'd be happy to
shoot a quick email to my office confirming that so that I can get it right in the recommendation.
Okay, sounds good.
And let's see, what was I wondering about here? I was not entirely clear what 2B means. The city shall be compensated for the assets within the vacation area. What are we talking about there?
The infrastructure. The city is looking to recoup the cost of the streetlight infrastructure.
Okay, so they'll be decommissioned and essentially paid for by the petitioner.
That's correct. The city's requesting. That's correct.
Okay. So I had a question here about this note on 3B. It says the easement in South Forest Street will not be required if customer chooses to abandon the water main prior to street vacation. Is this is a water main that serves only the petitioner's property, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's why it's being left to the petitioner to determine whether they're going to abandon it or not?
That's right.
Oh, I think that may be everything. And any private utilities, Lumen, Comcast, whoever, that are in the vacation area, we're not making those a condition precedent, but I presume that the city is sort of going to sort of monitor that gets all worked out between first and second reading if the first reading...
That's correct, Mr. Examiner, yes.
Council approves the first reading?
Yes.
I think that's all the questions I had, and I'm going to stop the share then. And I will ask if the petitioner has any cross-examination questions for Mr. Stevens based on his very limited testimony, mostly in response to my questions.
No, we do not.
Okay. Does the city rest then?
The city rests, Mr. Examiner.
And I will note that we still don't have anybody else in the Zoom room other than people identified with parties, so we're still okay there. So moving then to the petitioner's presentation, is the petitioner wishing to make a formal opening argument or opening statement aside from testimony today?
Yes, Mr. Examiner, I'd like to make an opening statement.
All right, go ahead.
Well, good morning again, Mr. Examiner. My name is Jeff Poltowski, and I'm the president and market leader of Mary Bridge Children's Hospital and Health Network of the MultiCare Health System. I first want to thank the staff for their work, and we agree with all of their report, and we accept the conditions. In 2019, the MultiCare Board of Directors approved a once-in-a-generation project that will transform pediatric health care in our greater Tacoma community. The cornerstone of this project is a state-of-the-art, freestanding children's hospital that is focused on patient safety, quality care, and innovative leadership. It is our desire to become a beacon of hope for this community, a campus dedicated just for kids. Our new hospital will have 82 private rooms with ample space for parents and caregivers to stay overnight with their children. 22 of these rooms will be pediatric intensive care, and we also have shelled space to expand our capacity for future growth. We will have 8 operating rooms, 1 cardiac catheterization suite, interventional radiology, and 2 gastroenterology endoscop procedure rooms. Our diagnostic imaging platform will be leading edge with low dose radiation technology, including dedicated CAT scanner, a PET CT scanner, an MRI, nuclear medicine, and other imaging modalities. On the same floor is a sedation suite. We'll have a dedicated pediatric emergency room and level 2 trauma center that it will be specially designed rooms to take care of children who have behavioral health needs. We've designed our building to be welcoming and patient-focused. We want every child and family in this community to see themselves in our building and to reflect health and wellness. To support the growth of our campus, we're also planning a new ambulatory medical building, which will contain a freestanding urgent care center, a behavioral health crisis urgent care center, specialty clinics, infusion services. In addition, we're planning to construct 2 new parking garages on campus, one for staff and providers and one for our patients and visitors. As you probably have noted in our petitioner's exhibit C2, we've concentrated our services to one specific location to create a pediatric dedicated campus-like setting. The proximity of services allows patients and families to traverse our campus safely and to have really good circulation through our major thoroughfares of Division Avenue and Martin Luther King. Our hospital location is prominently located at the corner of Division and Martin Luther King, and it really aligns with the light rail, new light rail train service, which will have a stop right in front of the hospital, allowing great access to care. We believe that the ability to vacate these portions of 4th and L Streets provides a broad public benefit and actually enhances circulation and safety of our neighborhood. If we look beyond the expanded access to pediatric care for our most vulnerable patients, our project will also be a driver of economic growth in our community. Our total project cost is $415 million. We project that $250 to $300 million will be spent in our local economy, providing hundreds of local jobs and economic expansion. The new hospital and campus will also create 256 new Mary Bridge jobs. Over the next 2 years, we've engaged with over 30 different community groups within the Tacoma area to solicit their input on our project and address any concerns that they have, including their ideas for innovation. We want to be partners not only in healing, but also in the growth and success of our community. Thank you for your time, and we'd like to welcome any questions or comments that you may have.
So am I understanding correctly then that aside from the statement you've just made, you're not intending to put on additional testimony necessarily unless I ask questions, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. Mr. Potowski, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, excellent.
I'm going to have you raise your right hand. I'm going to take off my finger brace here because it's showing through like background. I am going to have you swear and affirm and attest that everything you've just said in your opening statement is the truth and correct, if you're able to do so. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, I swear and attest.
Because it was a very informative statement, and I want you on record as attesting that as being true and correct. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So, do you swear and affirm that everything you just said in your opening statement is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
All right. Great. So I do have a couple of additional questions, and that's going to be about it, with your attesting that everything you said in your opening statement is true and correct. Well, actually, you already said in your opening statement that you're not objecting to any of the city's recommended conditions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you already said at the outset when we were taking appearances that you are a duly authorized officer with authority to represent the petitioner today, correct?
I am.
All right. And you testify that you think that it's your testimony that vacating these two areas will not have any detrimental effect on the circulation of public travel in and around the area, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Mr. Stevens, you're still under oath. Is it Public Works and the city's position that these two requested vacations will not affect public circulation in the area?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. I think that's all that I have then. Is there cross-examination from the city on what the petitioners presented?
No, the city has no further questions. Or other questions.
Or any questions,
yeah.
All right, then. And I will note again that the participants in the Zoom room are still only those who have identified as being associated with the petitioner. So no members of the public participating by Zoom. And I haven't seen anybody come into council chambers either, because otherwise this would be the portion of the hearing where we would move to public testimony. I find it noteworthy that the petitioner mentioned that it's soliciting public input on its overall project, and that's commendable. And apparently, no one's finding the project offensive enough to be here today to testify against it, at least insofar as the street vacation aspect of that is concerned. So, with no one here from the public today to testify, we will dispense with that. And I think I forgot to mention at the outset, but normally as part of the proceedings after the public testimony, we go back to the parties if there's any rebuttal testimony. Normally rebuttal testimony is used to address things that come up, questions or inaccuracies or other things like that that come up during public testimony. And with no public testimony, I'm guessing we don't have a whole lot to rebut today. Mr. Stevens, where is the city at on rebuttal today?
I have nothing to rebut, Mr. Examiner.
All right, so how about the petitioner then?
We have nothing to rebut.
So is the city wishing to make a formal closing statement before we conclude today?
No, thank you, Mr. Examiner.
All right, how about the petitioner then? You have the opportunity to make a formal closing statement if you so wish. That can be waived as Mr. Stevens has just done on behalf of the city.
No, the only thing we are so excited about creating a dedicated health campus for kids in this community, and believe it'll be an incredible asset for the region. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you both for your presentations today. I will mention that, and I, looking at what came in from the petitioner here with the opening statement remarks and other things prior to the hearing, it seems like you already understand what's about to happen next, but I'll state it for the record anyway. Again, I'm not the decision maker, but I do make a formal recommendation with written findings of fact and conclusions of law. And the conclusions of law essentially are how the facts line up with the criteria under state law and under Tacoma Municipal Code for vacations of right-of-way. And I make my recommendation to the council. That should issue within about 2 weeks' time, and that will be scheduled for council to consider on one of its Tuesday night newly convened formal city council meetings. After the recommendation issues, it usually takes about a week to 2 weeks to get it scheduled, and then another week or two, sometimes up to a month after that, but we'll try to keep things moving along. Unless there's a compelling reason that somebody can give me to print the recommendation out and mail it to you, we like to do things electronically as much as possible in our office to help save on resources and all that. And so we will email it out to the parties, and I presume that we have the parties' email addresses. I know we have Mr. Stevens. I think we have the petitioners at least by this morning when some submissions came in. So we will send that out electronically unless there's some reason to do otherwise. And if there is reason to do otherwise, now would be the time to tell me. Seeing no one jumping to the mic, I presume you're okay with the scan and email. So that's great. Again, I'll thank you for your presentations today. And if there's nothing else that the parties want addressed or on the record, we will move to adjourn and be off the record. And I wish you a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner.
Thank you. And we are off the record.